mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number three on this live Friday edition. We are scheduled sometime in this hour to get the father of the 12-year-old girl who doesn't have cancer anymore. But still, she's been kidnapped. Her other three siblings have been kidnapped. They just got the kidnapped children back this morning. They haven't gotten her back this morning, and he's busy with lawyers and doctors, and they're going into court in a few hours, but we're going to try to get him on here in the next 15, 20 minutes. He's scheduled to call in during a break. Right now, let's go back to the calls, talking about a whole host of issues. Up next is Ron in Louisiana. Or wait, were we still talking to Pete? Yeah, Pete was still making a point. Go ahead, Pete. You said you had a story to tell about Bill Clinton.
Yes, that's right. I think listening to your show, and especially with your guest before, the CFR, he was saying, oh, no, that doesn't exist. I heard Bill Clinton say it with my own ears, okay? Bill Clinton was at Yale University on Halloween Day 2003, and it was his 30th law anniversary reunion, and he spoke with mostly undergraduates at this hall, McConaughey Hall, excuse me, in New Haven. There was an email lottery. I won lottery. I attended. And he spoke basically, and he's an excellent speaker. I mean, you know, regardless of what you think about his politics, Bill Clinton, he's very entertaining. He was introduced from Ernesto Zedillo, who is a professor at Yale now, the former president of Mexico. And then Bill Clinton went in and basically made the point that the aim is complete worldwide integration of the world without any borders. And he, you know, it was about a 45-minute speech. And, you know, it was, you know, I was thinking, geez, is Rod Serling in the audience? You know, this is a place where the Philharmonic plays. You know, the lights and the chandeliers were down. Everyone was clapping. It was like I was in the middle of Sigourney Weaver's Alien, you know, when they go in that nest. And, you know, right at in Yale University where, you know, Bill Clinton was saying that, you know, he had his professor was a Bork. He was making a joke about how, he didn't listen to him because he got, you know, Borked with the, you know what I mean? So you get this feeling that that's just the center of power, political power. And this speech was a challenge to the undergraduates there and the youngsters. excuse me for being so nervous, but, you know, it was a challenge for them. What are you going to do to make this happen? Complete worldwide integration, no borders. Heard it with my own my own 2 ears.
Well, I mean, I've got Bill Clinton's written that in books he's written. I've seen him say it on C-SPAN. We played clips of it here. The Republicans are all calling for it. It's in all these major publications, and they go, no, now we want to merge our governments and merge our military and
And
let all the illegals in, but that's not global government.
You know, and I knew it because I've been listening to you for years. I have all your tapes. And, you know, with something like book, there's a difference between book knowledge and when you get your hands on it. You know, there's a difference between that, you know, like book smart. You know, you hear it and you know it at a certain level. But then when your ears hear it coming from, you know, President Clinton,
Well, I want to know why people are still in denial.
Yeah.
I mean, they're openly setting up world government, world taxation, world regulation, worldwide police state. Their goal is to break up the family. Their goal is to destroy the middle class. They openly brag about it.
Absolutely. And the Democrat, I'm a Democrat, okay, but I'm also, you know, I'm basically libertarian. But, you know, the Democrats should be all over this because it's the middle class that's going to get, you know, really stepped on.
They're all bought and paid for by the same people.
Yeah. At a certain level, you're absolutely right. At the national level, it's just all one big game.
Well, I mean, look at Bill Clinton as a surrogate member of the Bush family.
Yeah, and that's one of the parts I like best about your martial law is when you go into the third part where you have the history of the Bush family and the symbolism. I thought that was an excellent part of it.
Well, thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On the heels of former President Jimmy Carter on Monday saying Gitmo should be shut down, the torture base, Bush came out 2 days ago and said they might shut it down. I mean, they don't even need it. They've got camps all over the planet right now, and Gulag Archipelago, a string of them. Now Rumsfeld plays down the idea of closing Guantanamo and says that we're exploring all alternatives as to how best to do the main objective, which is protect America. Huh. Meanwhile, this is out of the Gulf News, good and honest Iraqis fighting U.S. forces. A senior U.S. military chief has admitted good, honest Iraqis are fighting American forces. Major General Joseph Taluto said he could understand why some ordinary people would take up arms against the U.S. military because they're offended by our presence. In an interview with the Gulf News, he said, if a good, honest person feels having all these Humvees driving on the road, having us moving people out of the way, having us patrol the streets, having car bombs going off, you could understand how they could want to fight us. General Taluto, head of the U.S. 42nd Infantry Division, which covers key trouble spots, including Baquaba and Samaria, also said some Iraqis not involved in the fighting did support insurgents who avoided hurting civilians. He said there is a sense of a good resistance or an accepted resistance. They say, okay, if you shoot a colonial coalition soldier, that's okay. It's not a bad thing, but you shouldn't kill other Iraqis. However, General Taluto insisted that the U.S. and other foreign forces would not be driven out of Iraq by violence. If the goal is to have the coalition leave, attacking them isn't the way, he said. The way is to make it happen, is to either enter the political process, cooperate, and coalition will be less aggressive and less visible, and eventually it'll go away. His comments come in stark contrast to the assertions of U.S. top figures who persist in claiming all insurgents are either Ba'athist or Al-Qaeda terrorists. The general also admitted he did not know how many insurgents there were. I stay away from numbers. How can I quantify this? We can make estimates, but some kind of guesswork, he said. I think there's a small core of foreign fighters. I don't know how big that is, but there is some kind of capability there, and it's being replenished. Because you kill more innocent people every day, and you kill somebody's brother or mother, you just made another insurgent. I wonder if he'll be court-martialed or arrested, because other officers have gone public and said the same thing, and they get arrested. We're simply reporting the truth. We're simply reporting what's happening. I got this article out of Al Jazeera. Israeli forces attack demonstrators on wheelchairs. Is it like last time where they ran over the young girl with a tank or a bulldozer, an armored bulldozer to be exact, and backed back over her? The Israeli occupation forces attacked Thursday a peaceful demonstration organized by a number of disabled Palestinians on wheelchairs in support of the people in the Bilin Village anti-wall rallies. That's the word, Bilin Village's anti-wall rallies. The IOF assaulted the participants, including 35 disabled persons who came from different parts of the West Bank, to boost the morale of the villagers and residents. Israeli tear gas canisters and rubber-coated bullets didn't spare them and wounded some of them. Abdullah Abu Ramad, coordinator of the anti-wall committee in Bilin, said. And folks, I mean, it really is gruesome to watch Israeli soldiers beat up Palestinian women, shoot young children, run over people, and it's wrong when it happened in South Africa, and it's wrong in Israel, and it's wrong when it happens in our country to our peaceful protesters. Now, if somebody's shooting at the Israelis, again, they have every right to shoot back. But, you know, they drop 2,000 bombs on whole villages and kill 50 people at a pop, and then that's okay. But then somebody blows up a suicide bomb, and then they're an evil terrorist. What is the difference between a 2,000-pound bomb and a 20-pound satchel bomb? The size. So I'm tired of this hypocritical behavior. I mean, it's really that simple. And the Arabs and the U.S. and the Bilderberg Group, we've had Israeli reporters on about this, they're all being manipulated by the same people. The globalists want an ongoing crisis in the Middle East. This is from Prison Planet. We've since confirmed its accuracy. Soviet-style snitch poster being used on trains. If you thought the signs in England that say secure under the watchful eyes are scary, and those are confirmed, Big Brother is watching for your safety, there's a new one. Many blogs have picked this one up. This poster is reported as being used on the MARC commuter train between Baltimore and D.C. You can click the poster for an enlargement. If accurate, this is yet another visual reminder of how society is slipping back into a Stasi-like climate where everyone is trained to be suspicious. Remember the Bush, our leader, billboards. And it says, watch, ride, and report. And it shows like a 1930s, looks like a Nazi poster with these men and women lined up, in the train, proudly reporting on the terrorist. It says report any unusual activities or packages to the, got to zoom in on this to read it, to the nearest conductor. And it just looks like something out of 1984. And every time we see these, we don't believe it. And we make phone calls and go check it out ourselves, and it's true. And it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Ron in Louisiana. Ron, go ahead. You're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Good to talk to you again. I want to talk about the radiation, but first of all, to make a comment of what you were just talking about. Show me your papers, Alex. The Gestapo is here.
Well, that's freedom, though. Only illegal aliens don't have to show their papers. We're going to have to show them, Ron.
That's right. And, hey, I remember as a young kid going to the movies in the 40s during the war. And the thing that would just make your blood run cold is when the Nazis, Gestapo, got on the trains and come up to the people and said, show me your papers. Boy, that was that the sound of it just makes me have goosebumps right now.
But now they wear black helmets and machine guns and black masks and say, show us your papers.
Yeah, they're even more.
And by the way, I've seen old film footage of the Nazis. They were rude and gruff, but they weren't half as rude as our police.
Hey, it's much more evil today than they were, you know, in this country.
Yeah, they just do it smarter. They put sodium fluoride in the water. They put aspartame in the drinks. They do it a lot slicker, don't they?
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to talk about. You know, I want to remind people, I've said this before, but my wife, Rosemary, got a brain tumor from drinking Diet Coke. And, but that's not the whole story.
You haven't called in about 2 years, Ron.
Well, yeah, I called a couple months ago.
I must have not recognized you that time.
But anyway, I like to remind people that anything with aspartame in it is deadly poison. And also that this new sweetener that they've come out with that sounds so splendid, called Splenda, is also a poison. So they're not...
Well, I tell you what, hold on a minute, Ron. I don't agree with you. I think it's nutritious. Do you have that clip where mercury's nutritious? Yeah, grab that clip. No, sir, mercury's good, too.
Oh, yes, I know it is.
Are you with Al-Qaeda, Ron? Are you trying to bring down the government?
Well, I refuse to answer on the crimes that it might incriminate me.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, their own internal reports say it's deadly poison, but so what? Look, if they say it's good, okay?
Yeah, it's a good old Rumsfeld disease. He's the murderer.
He's the guy that got it introduced. I'm a very good person.
Yeah, and the more people they kill, the higher up the pecking ladder they go, you know.
I'll tell you what, let me play this clip and then we'll go back to you, Ron. Here it is, folks.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
But again, that's the semantical spin. If you want dumbed-down, drooling idiots, then yes, this is what the government wants, and so to them it is good. Ron, go ahead.
I wanted to address the radiation issue. You see, Rosemary, the brain tumor was removed. It was on the back of her head up high. And after the surgery, she was getting better. I had her on a highly nutritious diet, tons of supplements. She was really, really improving. But the doctors kept pressuring her every time. You need to start your radiation. You got to have radiation. I kept trying to hold her off of this thing. Then her family started pressuring her to do radiation. Finally, she just reached a point where, you know, they just kind of coerced her into doing this thing.
And what happened?
As soon as she took the radiation, it was downhill from there. She just began to deteriorate a little slowly and downhill and just until she passed away. So they murder for money. This radiation is a killer.
What do you think of them taking all this family's children because they didn't want to radiate?
They're so rotten evil that they're a bunch of scumbag killers. And they need to be tried and put where they belong. Put it that way.
Ron, good hearing from you. Take care.
You've heard
heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi folks, Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
We're going to go to Daniel in New Zealand and Sheldon in Arizona, Jamie in Kentucky. And that's going to be it for calls because I got a bunch of news we haven't gotten to yet and some top stories I want to recap as well. Daniel, listening to us there in New Zealand in Middle World. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex. I've actually called in before. I was the student who wrote the Facebook article that you still have on Prison Planet. But I know you're tapped for time, so I'll make it rather quick. I'm wondering if you think that, I mean, I was reading the post about the Bilderberg meeting and the incredible notes that were taken. I'm wondering if you think that at this point the neocons are cornered. We have the AP article this morning where it says Bush's approval rating is hovering in the range between 35 and 40%, and that's according to the official mainstream news polls. And one of the things that they haven't covered as much is the AIPAC scandal, Well, we know that the FBI has been tapping the phones of Larry Franklin and a lot of the accused Israeli moles in the Office of Special Plans and the Chinese Vice President's Office. I'm wondering if you think that what we've read about the Bilderberg, that the CIA and FBI are in open revolt against a lot of these neocons. I wonder if you think that's manifesting itself now.
There are certainly lots of government agents that are revolting. They are resisting. They are going up against this, and our information from inside the Bilderberg group is very, very accurate, and that's what we're hearing. They're having major problems.
I mean, because if you look at the arrest of Larry Franklin, he was the top Iran expert. I'm thinking that they fired Robert Wright. We know about W199I, where Bush says that you cannot investigate the flight schools, you cannot investigate the bin Laden. I'm wondering if we're seeing, you know, with Porter Gosling put in at the CIA, if there's an old guard within the intelligence.
Oh, yeah, these are purges. I mean, we've had a lot of top people formerly with the CIA and NSA on the last month. There is a purge going on because people are revolting against them.
Well, at the same time, I mean, I've been reading Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster, who's often got a very cogent analysis, and he's saying that there's a real move against these guys. I mean, it seems like we're getting into the point right now where either, like Scott Ritter says, they're going to make a move against Iran, or we're going to have, like what Colonel Ron Preece said on your show, a move where some of the military guys go against the Bush administration. Do you see anything like that manifesting?
Well, I mean, look, the Bushes are puppets, so they could easily, the globalists could easily flush them down the toilet and then act like everything had been fixed and keep moving forward. They do engage in sacrificial lamb behavior, but I guess you're an American living in New Zealand?
Yeah, I've called him before. I'm a student at Rice University. I called you about Gary Webb before.
How did you go to school in New Zealand?
I was part of an exchange student program, and I wanted to see another part of the world. But
are you having fun?
It's fun, Alex, but I'll tell you what, every day, especially the last few months, I want to come back and fight the New World Order. I want to come back and get, I've been in contact with Jack Blood as well. I want to get a radio show. I've been convincing people here, and the amazing thing is, just very quickly, Alex, I don't want to take up too much time. Students are ready for the truth. I will tell you, I have changed so many minds here. I have people researching the Bilderberg, coming and borrowing books from me. They want to find out about Council on Foreign Relations. I've even got professors here that are saying, oh, what is this? You mean the kings and queens are meeting with the top CEOs? I've never even heard of this. People here are ready for the truth, and I want to get back to America, back to the country I love, and fight for justice, because it's too tough to do it here. I want to be back fighting these guys tooth and nail. It's like you say, if you put 110% in, it's better than buying into the system, you know? So,
All right, good to hear from you. Keep it up there, my friend. Let's talk to Sheldon in Arizona. Sheldon, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to tell your listening audience that Doyle Shamley will be coming on the Jack Blood Show in the second hour today to talk about this murder of William Cooper. Doyle's the only one, you know, I guess he's the only one that has in his possession the official homicide report by the state of Arizona, which includes 400 photographs of the crime scene. Doyle will be on the second hour today talking
about it. Has he put those on the web yet?
I don't know, Alex. I don't have the internet at home, so I wouldn't know.
Well, I was hearing that there had been some new development where the sheriff involved in the raid on Cooper's home, that he is in trouble for corruption.
Yeah, Jack Blood reported that he's been indicted for corruption. Doyle will probably fill us in on that today.
All right, well, what happened to Bill Cooper was a saddening thing.
Oh, did you get to listen to that tape I had sent you on? Remember that?
When Bill Cooper attacked me?
Yeah.
I had heard part one of it. I hadn't heard that part yet. I've still got it. I mean to listen to it.
Yeah, because you wanted me to send you it because you said there was something entertaining in there.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to be entertained yet, but I do have it in the stack, and I appreciate you mailing it to me, Sheldon.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me on, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate you calling. Yeah, I wonder if Doyle will retract the things Cooper said about me. That I wear emerald, not emerald, ruby rings in my chest. I think what happened to Bill Cooper was wrong, but he reveled in attacking people like myself.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, one last caller, Jamie in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How you doing, buddy?
Fine, my friend.
I'd like to say that I'm anticipating the debate on George Norrie, coast to coast. When is that going to be?
That'll be this Thursday, coming up this next Thursday night, 6 days from now.
And also, are you going to take some sound bites from your videos and stuff to play?
I don't think so. I've had the rare pleasure of being in studio with George Norrie when he was here in Austin, Texas, and did his live broadcast. But it doesn't really sound good to stream audio over the phone line when I'll be on Coast to Coast AM with him. So I don't think we'll be playing any clips for my film. I'll be debating some people that think 9/11 was the Arabs.
You ain't going to talk about the Bushes, Bin Laden, any of that?
Yes, sir. We'll be talking about that. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. I'm told that our guest is here. Oh, fantastic. Very busy man. We really appreciate him coming on. He just got his 3 children back this morning. His 12-year-old daughter, who the press reports does not have cancer anymore, they still want to radiate her, which even mainstream medical information says may not even do any good. And Mr. Wernicke, Edward Wernicke, joining us from South Texas. Mr. Wernicke, thank you for coming on, sir.
Well, thanks for being here.
In a nutshell, tell us what happened to your daughter, what you've been through.
Well, the doctor, Dr. Alter, that we had, we went through four rounds of chemo with her, and that's all we thought we had to do, because that's what he told us in the beginning. And then he says, no, Matt, you've got to consolidate this tumor. You got to shrink it, and in case there's any cancer cells left, you know, we want to take care of it. So you've got to go through radiation treatments after this.
But again, she does not have cancer now, correct?
No, there was a PET scan that came back negative, which means there was no cancer activity at all in any part of the body, and it said that the mass was liquefying and the tumor was entirely necrosed. So that was good news to us. So we couldn't understand why are we going to do this to her and cause more harm to her breast, lungs, heart, and spine when the cancer's already dead. And what it amounts to, they're saying that this is just standard protocol for this type of cancer treatment. And it appears that MD Anderson is saying the same thing. But they're not treating Katie for her cancer, where it is, and what state it's in. You know, they're just doing this as a precaution, I guess.
But I see adults all the time who choose to not even have chemo, or they take chemo, they don't take radiation, or they take radiation, they don't take chemo. I mean, I thought we had this choice, and your daughter, 12 years old, doesn't want to do this.
Children don't have a choice, and it looks like parents may not even have a choice. We're still supposed to, that's the whole issue is about, whole fight right now is about the parents' rights.
A child only has a choice if they're 12 years old and want to have an abortion.
Yeah, that would be true.
Unbelievable. So what, I mean, how did this come down? They grab you, they grab all your other children. I mean, this is Gestapo.
Yes, it is.
What happened?
The doctor, well, here's what happened, and this is what a lot of people don't know. We had asked for a second opinion, okay? And it took them 2 weeks to get the second opinion with Dr. Mullins. 2 days after we got our second opinion, they call us up, the doctor's office calls us up on the phone. He has got a social worker, and she calls us up on the phone and says, well, which one of the two doctors do you want to go with as your doctor now? And are you ready to continue with the radiation treatments? And I said, well, the two doctors didn't agree even on the method of treatment they wanted to use, and I'm going to need at least a third opinion so I can straighten this stuff up, because I'd like to seek an alternative method.
So you're not even saying no to this would-be
no,
God.
We've never said no, and that's what everybody's believing. We said, no, we don't want any kind of treatment for our daughter.
But this arrogant thug, this person who wants to be God over your life, what did this king say?
Well, they're saying you have to have the radiation treatments, or we're going to call in the CPS, Child Protective Service, here in Texas, and treat her anyway. And that's exactly what they did. They came over to my house, tried to grab her, and she wasn't home, fortunately. But our other two kids were there, so they grabbed them as hostages to make sure they'd be able to get Katie.
Now, let's be clear. They grabbed your other children as hostages. This is terrorist 101. And I guess to cover up their hostage taking, they go ahead and put an Amber Alert out on you like you're the terrorist.
Right. Well,
are you going to sue these creatures?
That's the worst part. I probably can't.
Oh, no, they'll tell you they're gods, but they're not gods.
They have so much immunity from prosecution in these cases that we've
not if they're outside the law, they lose that immunity, sir.
They cover their butt, okay?
But, I mean, let's continue, though. So they kidnapped two of your children. Describe what happened there.
When they took the children, they come in my house. You know, actually, I saw the order to take the child, okay? I told them very clearly that she was not here. They send two constables out. They send and two child protective services workers or investigators out.
Kidnappers.
And they want to go in my house. And I said, well, I don't see anything in this court order allowing you to enter my house to search for it. I think you need a search warrant. I said, I need to call my lawyer. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to reach him for about 2 hours. And I still didn't reach him. And then finally, they say, they say that they get tired of waiting, finally, and the officers, I'm standing in my doorway saying, you can't come in. They shove me aside, bruise my ribs, and walk in anyway, and CPS workers are following them with camera snapping, you know, taking pictures of everything. They searched the whole house, searched every closet, they had to unlock every lock.
And again, that's looking for dirt to burn you.
Yeah. They really didn't find much except the dirt on the kitchen floor because it had rained, and we live out in the country. Had a little dust on the floor.
Again, looking for some reason to grab all your kids. Go ahead.
And I was giving my daughter nutritional supplements, and then she has a few prescription pills. They were on the counter as they knocked on the door. I was preparing, you know, her nutritional supplements. I put them in little trays, daily trays, what she's supposed to take.
Oh, and they're claiming you had drugs illegally because they weren't in the bottles.
They were in bottles.
Criminals.
They didn't claim that they had them illegally. They just said I didn't have them in a locked box, and they weren't safe for the other two little small children.
They're going to hell.
And then they found some, we had a sick horse, so we had to, my wife had bought some syringes. She brought them home, set them on a counter. They're in a paper bag. They're encased in the plastic tubes that they come in, and said that was unsafe. You know,
okay, so they come to your house to grab one child who they want to poison, who they want to radiate, and so they're looking for dirt. They obviously knew they couldn't really come in without warrant, but they still just did it anyways. Now they're in there violating your Fourth and Fifth Amendment. What happens next?
Well, then they took my two children. And
my God, sir, what was that like?
Oh, it was horrible. You know, the children crying. They don't want to go, and it's just heartbreaking. And
I'm so sorry. I want everybody to pray for you and your family to put up a hedge of protection against these forces of Satan, and that's what they are. I have their own textbooks from UT where they say the family is the enemy and must be destroyed, the Calhoun reader used by this trash. Okay, now, then when did the Amber Alert come up?
Well, right after that, when they get the Katie, her mother had taken her, and the remaining child, James, they actually put an order in to get all three children. That were remaining, even though James wasn't there. They put the Amber Alert out so somebody would find her. Michelle goes into hiding. I don't know where she is, but she took the two children and drove somewhere and was trying to hide.
Now, by the way,
get a hold of her.
By the way, let's understand what this means. They already come and grabbed some of your children. Now billboards are flashing a child's been kidnapped. It's all over the news. They're cutting in on the news feeds. And this is so sick. Go ahead.
The child wasn't kidnapped. She's still in the custody of her mother. But
No.
But
I'm saying they've already kidnapped your children.
The two, yes, they've kidnapped the first two.
Okay, then what happened?
Okay. Michelle continues to hide a day or two until they finally find her out on a large ranch somewhere trying to hide so nobody could find her. Somebody saw her or something and reported her. And then they get Katie and take her into custody, and they get James, the little two-year-old, and take him into custody.
I bet that was horrifying for him.
It was horrifying for him. It's horrifying. You see the look on Katie's face. She knows they got me. I don't want this. What can I do? I'm helpless. You know. And then they see her mother being arrested. It's very traumatic, you know.
God bless you,
and
sir.
And the mother was just, she wasn't trying to break the law, but she knew that if they got Katie, when the state has managing conservatorship, they don't wait for a hearing to come up on the 15th, which is coming up. They take them right away, and they start these radiation treatments. You know, and that's what's wrong. You know, one doctor, one county attorney, and one judge decided this whole works. You know, they spoke
and then
to
now,
that.
And then now they're trying to put your wife under the jail.
Well, they did put her in jail. I did have to mortgage my house and bail her out for $50,000. And, you know, they make her into a criminal, and all she's doing is trying to protect her child from getting unnecessary
radiation. And even the Corpus Christi TV station and the paper, I have the articles, admits no cancer. This is all because you said, I want to get another opinion. And this is what they've done to you, and now they've got all these other charges. Man, these people, I don't know how they sleep with themselves at night.
It's been a disaster for us. And
where
nightmare.
Does it go from here, sir?
Well, we have a hearing tonight at 4 o'clock or this afternoon in front of the judge.
And where is that, and what is this creature's name?
It's Judge Lewis, and he's in the County Court of Law number 5, and they're going to try to decide from the information they got back from MD Anderson, and they're supposed to be completing a PET scan, which I have not seen.
Well, why did you let them use MD Anderson? I mean, that place, my dad worked in cancer research there in the 60s. That place is a labyrinthine death camp.
Well, I did not let them use it. That was their choice.
Oh, and that's the government's front group.
Yeah, and I've heard bad things about other people that went there and died from it.
Well, my dad said he sat there.
The best there is.
He watched him. That's when they do the experiments. Oh, boy.
So we're going to have to, the judge's going to have to weigh that information versus our parental rights this afternoon and see if he's going to order treatment in the meantime between now and the 15th. So she still could receive radiation treatment. I'm hoping the judge will be reasonable, respect the parental rights and Katie's rights, and not order the radiation.
Now, where is this judge located? What town is he in?
He's in Corpus Christi.
Now, he's in the state courthouse or the city? County?
It's the County Court of Law number 5.
And it's Judge Lewis.
Yes.
Was he involved in any of the snatching?
He had to approve both orders. He had to approve the order for the CPS to take the child, and he had to actually approve the order to pick up the other children, I think. But he was, I will say this about him, after they got Katie in custody and we had the hearing this earlier this week, he did release the other children as soon as they had another inspection of my house today. So,
but they made you sign forms, though, didn't they?
Yes. So
they're going to be all over you.
They're going to be all over me with continual inspections of my home and interviewing the kids from
here to eternity. What do these demons act like when you talk to them?
I don't know how to describe that, but
aggressive.
I don't know really how they live with themselves.
But I mean, how do they act towards you?
I don't know. They don't. I haven't really seen too much reaction from them. They've kind of avoided me, but.
So they're like robots.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, you're five times more likely to die in their custody than anybody else's custody. Have you seen those federal numbers?
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit. They often lie about the cancer statistics the way they put them out to the public. But
well, I just want to pray that God will protect you and your family and your daughter and your wife, and that will move the hearts and minds of any of these government minions. Do the right thing. And I ask God to bring judgment down on anybody that abuses innocence. I'm asking everybody to pray that justice, and we're asking God for justice here and in all these other cases, justice against these usurpers, justice against these demons. And again, vengeance is God's. I hope their hearts will be moved to do the right thing, but if they continue to attack the innocents, God needs to judge them. Do you agree with me, sir?
Amen. You bet I do.
Is there any way we can help you?
It depends on which way it goes after 5 o'clock today, what kind of decision they hand down. I'm still looking for doctors that can say she doesn't need any more treatment or tell us of an alternative. See, they're not even giving us an alternative cancer treatment. All they're saying is, she's supposed to have radiation. And, you know, there's still chemo. There's still alternate treatments we could use if they
say they admit she doesn't even have cancer.
Yes. They
do. I mean, everybody knows that if the cancer goes away, they don't give you the next treatment.
But see, I guess what they're looking at is a tumor. They're treating the tumor. And they won't be happy till the tumor's gone.
And
of course, Katie will be dead long before that, but.
Well, where is the tumor?
The tumor is in her chest. It's a large mass under her breast bone, covering part of the heart. It goes across her lungs and.
The tumor, but the press has reported the tumor is Jell-O.
It is liquefying, is what the PET scan said, and it is totally necrosed. And one thing the radiologist said for this tumor, he said, is it is atypical for lymphoma. In other words, the way this tumor is dying is not normal for a lymphoma. And this little girl has had, I don't know how many prayers, hundreds of thousands of prayers. She's got a little prayer page here, and it goes off 12 to 16 times a day at least. And the first time she had it, it went off hundreds of times in the first few days. But she's got a lot of prayer behind her, and I believe in the power of prayer and healing. And so this tumor's doing something different than regular tumors. And praise God, I think she's healed, and I don't think it's coming back.
We'll do just a few more minutes with us, sir. I know you're very, very busy. We're at the end of the show. We got a quick break here. We'll be right back to you to wrap this up. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
PrayForKatie.blogspot.com. PrayForKatie.blogspot.com. We'll get a link to that on InfoWars.com. PrayForKatie.blogspot.com, and we all should pray for Katie. When they brought your kidnapped children back this morning, I was hearing on the news that your oldest son lost a whole bunch of weight and said he had bad experiences.
Yes, he lost, I think, 7 or 9 pounds of weight in the first 2 days. He said his brothers were they're in a kind of a community house, and they separated the kids. The oldest boy was separate from the five-year-old, separate from the two-year-old, and said they had to sleep totally separate. So the five-year-old's crying all night long, and he couldn't go to him and comfort him.
By the way, sir, there are actual manuals how to do that. Then when the children show distress, they get even more money to put them on psychotropic drugs. Did you know that two-thirds of Texas foster children are on upwards of four drugs?
Wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, they have handbooks on how to destroy your family. Sir, I have all the documents. Even WOAI in San Antonio did a big series on it. So your son's having to hear the baby cry, separating these little boys from each other.
Right. And he said it was very traumatic. He was all stressed out. He's probably got an ulcer now when we got him back, and from all the stress and, you know, having to hear his brother
cry. How many kidnapped children were in this facility?
He didn't say. We haven't questioned him about that yet, but
he said he wasn't allowed to see his siblings, and they weren't allowed to see each other.
Right.
Heaven help these scumbags. Heaven help. Oh, my.
Here's something somebody told me, and I can't verify it, okay? But I was wondering if this is true. If anybody's got any factual information, I'd like to know. Somebody told us that the reasons the doctors do this and trying to force the radiation on, if they complete the chemo plus the radiation,
they have no liability.
The doctors actually receive $300,000 from, I don't know who.
I know that they do get federal grants, and they do get...
For each kid they do it on, they get $300,000. Now, I don't know if that's true.
I know there are cash incentives. I don't have the specifics on that.
If somebody can verify that, who's paying it and why.
Can people get in touch with you from Pray for Your Daughter website?
Yes, there's a little link on there that says email Katie.
PrayForKatie@blogspot.com.
Right, and it's HTTP. Don't put the www in there.
Yeah, PrayForKatie.blogspot.com. I don't want to give your number out and get you 1,000 phone calls, but I hope people will call that... The courthouse down there, and we'll you know, politely tell them what they're doing is wrong. But I was talking to her in the break, and I have the news articles. They admit she has no cancer. They just, quote, want to shrink the tissue it was in, but there's no way to shrink that without cutting it out.
Well, radiation will burn it and shrink it, but it's kind of like putting it's kind of like putting a hot dog in a microwave, though, you know. It could swell up and explode that liquid tissue and may make things worse. And of course, if the radiation is killing it, I have a fear that, you know, if they kill it too fast, it's already dying and dissolving.
And have you gotten Katie back?
No, I haven't. If they kill it too fast, it may release toxins to the body. It may overwhelm her kidneys and her liver.
Where are the kidnappers holding her?
I don't know, and they won't let us know.
Because they're kidnappers.
Now, they're doing one thing. Her birthday's actually on Saturday, but they're letting us see her Friday, today, 5 to 6 p.m. at the CPS office for a small birthday party for her. So that's
all
the
right.
First time we're going to see her.
All right. Well, God bless you, sir, and I appreciate you spending the time. And we'll all pray for you and your daughter and your family.
Thank you so much.
Take care.